Jeremiah chapter 5, verses 14 to 19. God is speaking again to his people. Because the people have been so proud, because they have not acknowledged their wrong and they have lied that the Lord will do nothing, God is going to make his words like fire in their mouths, and it's going to consume the people. God says, I'm going to bring a distant nation to you. It's a very old nation that's been around for a long time. It's powerful. They speak a different language. The quivers on their back are full of death. They are an open grave. Every single one of them are mighty warriors. And they will devour your food, your sons, your daughters, your animals, the trees that you grow. And with the sword they will destroy your cities that you trust in for refuge. God is telling them here through the prophet that these people are going into exile. But even in the days of exile, God says, I will not destroy you completely. So we have many layers here of how God is going to deal with his people in great harshness, in great trouble, in great sorrow, but he will not destroy them. People will ask, why has your God done this for you? And you're to tell them that you have forsaken me for foreign gods. In your own land, you have done that. And so now, God is taking you to another land that is not your own. And as Christians, really, we sometimes get very complacent in our home, in our homeland. And we take for granted a lot of things. We don't really think carefully about things anymore. We don't really know exactly why we do what we do, or why we do it. And God sometimes has to teach us a lesson, and he has to teach us a very difficult lesson, a very painful lesson. And he will go so far as to take us right out of our comfort zone and take us to a place that is totally alien to us, so that we will learn what he is like, so that we will learn the lessons that we can only learn in that difficult place. God will not destroy his people, no matter how dreadfully they feel they are being treated. And God will keep teaching his people and keep speaking to them until they proclaim his righteousness.